South Korean presidential spokesman Chun Ho-sun said the hostages will be returned to their loved ones as soon as possible. He says the group will be flown from Kabul to Dubai and then on to Korea, perhaps as early as Saturday or Sunday. Taliban insurgents originally kidnapped 23 South Korean Christian volunteers as they drove through Ghazni on July 19th. The insurgents killed two hostages. Two others were released several weeks ago. But South Korea has come under fire for making concessions to the Taliban to help free the hostages. Seoul reaffirmed an earlier pledge to end its military presence in Afghanistan and also agreed to stop Korean missionaries from working there. There are also reports South Korea may have paid a ransom, but both sides insist no money was exchanged. Several Afghan politicians criticized the deal with or without ransom, saying it would only encourage more kidnappings in the future. The Afghan government did not participate in the hostage negotiations, which were coordinated by the Red Cross. Abductions of local and foreign civilians have risen steadily throughout the year. Security experts say the Taliban are increasingly using the tactic to destabilize the U.S.-backed central government. In Washington, U.S. officials dismissed suggestions the South Korean deal would strengthen the Taliban. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, State Department spokesman Tom Casey welcomed the release of the hostages.
It's again representative of the kind of enemy we're facing in Afghanistan, that the Taliban engages in kidnapping, and also, we shouldn't forget, in the murder of several of these hostages as well.
Taliban insurgents are still holding a number of other hostages, including a German engineer and four Afghan co-workers kidnapped one day before the South Koreans. A second German taken at the same time was shot to death after collapsing while in captivity. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.